Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar. The junior mining sector is getting hammered by an unprecedented three-year downturn. Falling commodity prices and a depressed global economy has both debt and equity markets seriously tightening their belt. Now, you might find it interesting to note that the top 100 junior miners were only able to scrape together $515 million in equity financing in the whole of 2015. Now, this is a full 25% less than 2014. And now, adding insult to injury to all of this, 86% of the funds raised went to just 15 companies. Mining juniors, needless to say, are scrambling. Traditional funding sources are no longer accessible. Waiting is no longer a game plan, as cash reserves are now dwindling to an all-time low. Now, many in the sector are marking time until they are actually forced to throw in the towel. But there are those that are viewing this challenging period of time of studied opportunity and a strategic action. Alexandria Minerals, trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker AZX, is a Canadian junior miner focused on the exploration and development of gold assets in the vast, highly prolific Val d'Or, Quebec mining district, and is a prime example of those miners who continue to forge ahead instead of lagging behind. So, hi, I'm Galen Engen from Stockhouse.com, and now I'm sitting with Alexandria Minerals President, CEO, and Director, Dr. Eric Owens, and Mary Vorbis, Vice President, Corporate Development and Investor Relations, to get a full picture of Alexandria, its unique pursuit, and its future potential. Now, it's good to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, Galen.
Now, stated earlier, Alexandria has an extensive land package in the well-known Abitibi Greenstone Belt, which stretches some 500 kilometers across the provinces of Ontario and Quebec. Now, these properties include the company's flagship Cadillac Break Group. Now, would you please briefly describe the project, its advantages, and the activity that you've had there over the 8 years?
Thank you, Eric. Yes, Alexandria has really enjoyed some wonderful success the past 8 years. The founder is Eric Owens, who is our current president and CEO, and in 2006 took the company public. Started drilling, and between 2007 and 2013, founded 2.2 million ounces of gold, including the West Zone, which then 14 claims sold to Agnico Eagle for $5 million. And a 2% NSR, of which they have an option to purchase 1% back for an additional $7 million. Since then, we have gone and purchased Murgor, and that's something that, you know, we can discuss a little bit later. And we continue to be very active and very focused in the Val d'Or group of properties.
Now, the blood is still fresh in the streets. Miners are trying to, you know, they're slashing their capital budgets, they're shuttering operations, they're living on maintenance, and essentially heading for the grand capitulation, as many analysts are predicting at this point in time, which we haven't necessarily hit yet. Now, you guys, however, have seen an opportunity in this quote-unquote buyer's market and have taken a different tack to increase shareholder value and bolster your future prospects through strategic acquisitions. Now, one example is your most recent acquisition, which you just brought up, of Murgor Resources. How would you describe this, or would you describe this transaction and what it's given Alexandria? And why is it such an advantageous purchase?
Yes, okay. The Murgor acquisition involved Alexandria buying the company out in an all-share transaction valued at $2.7 million, or equivalent to what ultimately became about $3.50 per ounce of gold acquired. So it's much cheaper. That was a great deal. As we say, a good buy in a buyer's market. Our discovery costs in Val d'Or are about $16 an ounce, so which are low by world standards. So it's even better to be buying ounces if you can. The acquisition of Murgor gave us a lot of different properties in a wide variety of geographical areas in western and northern, eastern Canada, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, all in well-known mining camps. So our business model is still intact in the sense that we are active and located in good mining camps with lots of infrastructure in all cases.
So that sounds like a very great move. And
considering this, we're in a very challenging economic environment, and we've seen over the past little while with the medical marijuana boom, the tech boom, we've seen a mass exodus of junior miners essentially going from the sector, or many of those remaining changing their exploration and development focus from whatever they happen to be, the base metal that they're working on at the moment, to whatever happens to be the mineral of the week, like graphite or whatever. We're now doing this. You guys, however, have not done that at all. You've remained steadfastly focused on gold. Why is that?
I'll start, Mary. Maybe you want to jump in a minute. First of all, mining is not an overnight success. It never is. Rarely, I should say, is it an overnight success. It's a long lead time to get anything done in the mining industry. It'll take 10 years from the time of discovery to the time of pouring that first brick of gold. And that's in a good case. So we have to plan for a long lead time in the future. So even though things look bleak today, we have to be looking for 5 years or 6 years down the road. So that's the first point. We also believe in gold. We also think that gold is going to come back. We think that there's a real case for gold as an important part of people's investments and value, store value in the world today, especially in these economies that we see today.
Now I'm going to add one more thing, and I think this is probably a really big thing. We've had the great, honor of attracting some very good strategic partners. So we've had Agnico Eagle come in and really support us and really believe in the work that we've been doing. We've got excellent relationships with them. We have a very transparent relationship where we invite them to always come in and see exactly what we're doing. So we have continued to maintain our focus because we've had an incredible responsibility to our shareholders and also to our strategic partners to continue to focus and to do the work that we're doing. There was never an option that Alexandria Minerals would ever even consider looking at doing anything other than the complete maniacal focus of developing our Cadillac group of properties, which is 35 kilometers long along the Cadillac Break. And we have three projects on that particular property. And this is how we were also able to discover the 14 claims that we sold to Agnico.
Yeah, so it's a question of commitment and perseverance at the end of the day.
So, you, as illustrated, you guys have some strong potential with some really highly prospective properties. Of course, not to mention your previously mentioned sale of the, Akasaba, there we go, Akasaba West Zone deposit, which you gave to Agnico Eagle. But you often have stressed, both of you, when we've been in discussion, that the key to the success in Alexandria Minerals is in the leadership. So who are the key players then, and what skills are they bringing to the table that are going to continue to drive Alexandria forward so it can continue to meet its corporate goals?
Okay, so our management, and I've been asked this question many a time, people say, you know, if you have to describe one of your greatest assets, what would that be? And I would say our management. And the management is really Dr. Eric Owens, who founded the company and then took it public and continues to be at the helm. And he's got a great team of very competent people that are technical people in our Val-d'Or office. We have a very small team. We're not a huge group of people. And we really believe in the team of pulling and bringing everybody together. So that's really where the entire piece comes from. It's the ability for us to sit, to openly discuss, to have the decision-making process of looking at it, and then to move projects forward or any challenges that we have to be able to bring them to a close.
That's very cool. It's not many companies can say that. There's a bit of a sort of a bureaucratic bottleneck that they all kind of hit when they're trying to make their decision processes, and you guys are able to sort of operate on the fly and be able to make those decisions quickly and effectively. Now, this, on top of many other things, I think has concluded in a great deal of institutional confidence in your company. You know, you have Agnico Eagle, you've got IM Gold, Teck Resources, and also the New York-based Gabelli Funds, who are all holding significant positions within your company. So what is it then about your management style? I know you touched on this briefly earlier, but what is it about the management style that instills such trust with these adroit investors?
Well, it's all about communication, and we keep communicating with these guys. We keep an open door with them. We keep them apprised of what we do, and they appreciate that. And they also, we pretty much do what we say we're going to do. We try not to oversell, and therefore that means we keep expectations at a manageable level, and we make progress.
And the other thing, too, is that we actually invite them and ask them, you know, what do they think? You know, a company like Agnico Eagle, which is really a great producer and has done very, very well, we invite them to come in, have a look at our core. We're completely transparent with them. If we have a challenge of some sort, we're very open to say, this is what we're kind of seeing or this is what we're facing. What are your thoughts? So development of relationships is a really big and really key part. We've also added to that group Sandstorm, and they too are a very good strategic partner. They have a very solid technical team. And if we do have some questions and queries in the different areas, then we would do exactly the same with them. Eric's right. Communication is the key, and there are no big promotional frou-frous happening. We're just very to the point.
You know, it helps to have had a fair bit of success, especially in some fairly rough markets over the last few years, from the technical side, and that's a very critical, important part of the whole business, our business anyway. It's a highly technical industry. When we communicate with the technical groups of those individual companies, they are very appreciative of our thought process as to where we're going to try and drive something, whether we see some results here that we think we ought to attack, or want to lay it by the wayside for the time being and go over here instead. So I think all of that, you know, lends, it's sort of the whole ball of wax, it sort of lends a certain amount of confidence in that they can trust us to do that what we say we're going to do. We're not magic, we're not mind readers, we can't see into the ground with x-ray vision. We're doing our level best to take a best stab at it, and so far it's worked.
Well, and that is actually, our success is also based on our ability to do, based on success drilling or success of really looking at all of the data that's there. And that's another thing that Eric and his technical team have really done an exemplary job in, being able to look at absolutely all the data, to look at the compilation of 80-year-old data that we've had, to look at it, to compare with what we're looking at now, and to really pore over it. That builds confidence. Confidence in our team, confidence in our, you know, from our investors to what we're doing from a technical perspective, and confidence in us knowing exactly what we do. But being maniacally focused, I think, just does never land in going out and looking at other potential possibilities.
So speaking of confidence, and you guys are instilling a great deal of it, as I said before, I'm sure investors would be really keen to know that you guys, as company insiders, currently control 8% of the share base. It's a fair chunk. And there hasn't been any insider sales in the last 2 years, again, showing a great deal of confidence in what you guys are trying to accomplish. But I'm also sure that investors would be interested in knowing just exactly what they can expect in the way of milestones over the next 12 months. So what exactly does Alexandria have on its plate this year?
There, well, in the immediate term, right now, we're continuing a small but cautious exploration program. So we hope to have some positive results from that. But getting back to this issue of this being a buyer's market, we're still actively seeking other opportunities through sort of M&A activities, whether they're asset or property specific or whether they're company wide, it remains to be seen. We are looking at both ends of the spectrum there. So we anticipate this year being, hopefully the next 12 months in 2016 being a better year than 2015, although 2015 was not a bad year for Alexandria. We accomplished a lot in a very dismal year, and between the Murgor transaction at the beginning of the year, and our $2 million finance, or $1.9 million financing just recently in near the end of the year here. So we anticipate more to come in 2016.
The other thing, too, that's important is that Alexandria has poised itself in being and having options. So optionality is a very, very big piece in our ability to bring on additional partnerships in the different areas, for example, in our Ontario or in northern Quebec or even in our northern Manitoba. So when we're really looking at this, we're looking at it as opportunities that have tremendous number of options from joint venturing projects, and we're very open in so doing. And this is a perfect environment, as Eric said, of being in a buyer's market. So it's a buyer's market and also looking for added partnerships that could be strategic partnerships that we could look at.
So you just mentioned that you had this $1.9 million private placement. Now you just recently closed the second tranche of that. Now, how far is that cash going to take you? Like, how are the books right now? Will there be another financing in the near term? And if so, why? What are we looking at?
Well, we'll never say no to money if it comes our way. These days, cash is king, to be sure, if there ever was a time period where that was the case. So we will always be willing to hear people out when under that circumstance. We can make this last conservatively, if we're fairly cautious, for the next 12 months, to be sure. We would like to not be too conservative. We'd like to make progress, just like we made progress this year on things and last year, on our exploration program and on other ends of the business development strategy. So to answer whether we do a financing, the answer is maybe. I don't know yet at this stage, but we can be cautious and try to make this money last if we have to.
It's good to know. Now, in your mind then, both of you, with the market the way it is, what makes Alexandria an advantageous option for investment, and why is now a good time for investors to be jumping on board?
Well, why? Because in the past 4.5 years of a very dismal market, Alexandria has not stopped working. We've been putting out releases, we've been putting out good results. We founded an open pit mine that's now going to be going into production by Agnico Eagle. We monetized it. We brought money in. We then went ahead and added another 1 million ounces to our portfolio by adding very strategic properties by purchasing Murgor. We've been very conscientious. We've been maniacally focused. We shall continue to do so. And where we are, based on all the activity that we've done, all the work that we've done, the strategic people we've brought on board, because the last private placement was really done with two major entities, Agnico Eagle, who invested in us, and we brought in Sandstorm. So from that perspective, we've been following exactly what we've just started, and we continue to do so. So we invite everybody and anyone to come and have a look, to call us directly. We will answer any questions that they have. We're very proud of our accomplishments. We worked very, very hard in a very difficult market, and we have really achieved a great deal.
So essentially integrity, transparency, and commitment.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I would say management in particular really prides itself in. Is the integrity, is the openness, is the transparency. You're absolutely right, Galen.
Well, these are very convincing points. I think that investors who are keen on adding to their portfolio with some sort of growth optionality would be very smart to keep Alexandria Minerals on their radar. But as always, this is just my opinion. Do your own due diligence
Absolutely.
Before you make any investment decisions, of course. I'm sure you guys well agree with that.
Absolutely.
So this is Galen Engen for Stockhouse.com. I've been speaking with Alexandria Minerals President, CEO, and Director, Dr. Eric Owens.
Thank you, Galen.
Thank you very much. And Vice President, Corporate Development, Investor Relations, Mary Vorvis. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for both being here.
Thank you, Galen. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, absolutely.